Time now for a classic episode of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. Hear more, including all new shows, at homecomingradio.com.
Well, hi, everybody.
Here.
For the 736th time. Studio 12M, located on the 29th floor.
12M, where is that?
Gaither Twin Towers in beautiful downtown Alexandria.
Wow.
We welcome you and all of our friends around the globe to our gospel music menagerie.
Yeah.
Called Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. It's the place where the music takes the prize, but the chatter's always wise.
Sure it is.
We've gathered today at Bill's Slip and Slide for our staff's annual extreme water whack-out. We have Kevy on the sky-high drop slide.
Wow.
Tori is cruising down the lazy river.
I am.
And Aaron, he's on the Thunder Bay Rumble.
Whee!
And William is rafting on the Grand Canyon River Run, Whitewater. And, yes. And on this international.
Give the world a smile and take that horn away from Bill Day.
Right.
Believe me when I say a smile will make everybody's day.
He's got his life jacket in one hand, microphone in the other. We're just hoping he can stand up. He is.
I'm Bill, who always brings a thrill just because my name is Bill.
There you go.
That's him.
And all of my guests today are the best at bringing musical thrills to the people.
There you go.
Gordon Moat going to be with
us. Whoa, Gordy.
Right. Signature Sound, Mark Bishop.
GVB, the vocal band, the Booth Brothers of Martin's Greater Vision, William. It's going to be a chilling, thrilling kind of day.
We're going back to the Freedom Band. Remember this?
Yeah. A great old classic. Bless that wonderful name.
Thank you.
And this is International E-Unit, Emergency Unit Thank You Day to those highly trained people who, in life-threatening emergencies, come running to our rescue.
Mm-hmm.
We say thank you, and we're grateful for your commitment and skill in saving thousands of lives every year. You are the greatest.
If you've ever had a family member who needed a person like that to come to their rescue, you know exactly how much we appreciate.
Thank you.
We do.
Thank
Gordon,
you.
Gordon, every night on the vocal band stage, when you were with us, you would do this song, and the crowd would get on their feet, and everybody would be singing and holding hands. We're going to hear it one more time here on Homecoming Radio.
Gordon Moat. Moat.
Well, I've got good news to bring, and that is why I sing all my joys with you. I'm going to share. Now I'm gonna take a trip in that good old gospel ship. I'm gonna go sailing through the air. Oh. Well, now I'm gonna take a trip in that good old gospel ship. I'm gonna go far beyond the sky. Shout and sing until all the heavens ring. When I bid this old sinful world goodbye.
my favorite time of the broadcast.
Yes.
Right.
It's the word of the day.
Well,
very impressive award this week, Gordy.
Of course it
is. The Theological Thunderbolts of Thunder Bay holding their triannual tribunal in Transylvania at Tom and Toto's Toasted Tamale transferred their Tweedly D award to the word of the day.
Okay.
They said their words deserve a pass, but to us, they're all first class.
Oh, yeah.
They understand it well. Salutatenarian. Is the word of the day.
Anybody got
somebody,
that?
Please.
Is it a new denomination?
Oh, there's a surprise.
Well, okay. I need a new bell.
Okay.
So,
what does it mean, Kevin?
Well, I'll tell you, Toy.
Right.
The salutatenarian is actually a philosopher of sorts, a purveyor of mystical thinking and transformational living.
Wow.
The salutatenarian questions what if, why not, and where did I leave my sandals? In fact, many Republicans and Democrats are coming together now in a bipartisan effort to pursue salutatenarian ideals at the first annual Rocky Mountain Meditation and Cannabis Festival.
Come on.
In lovely Who Cares, Colorado. That's right.
Cannabis.
Where everyone's ideals are high.
Well, not
even circling the airport on that one, Kevin. It actually means solitude. Did you get that little clue in there? Or like a recluse, as in some people become solitudinarian in their later years, Bill.
How could they?
Great. Kevin, you're going to love this song.
What is it?
I Can't Wait for Heaven.
Oh, you know I love songs about heaven.
Yes.
I can't wait to go to heaven because I'm finally going to live in a gated community.
Your signature sound.
Well, some sweet morning, I'm gonna see that city set on a firm foundation and laid by the hand of God. I've got loved ones awaiting, and I'm anticipating, yes I am. But between here and there, if I get happy, please don't think I'm odd. I can't wait for heaven. I gotta praise it now. I can't wait for a golden street underneath my feet to shout his name out loud. He's made my life worth living. He's never let me down. I can't wait for heaven. I gotta praise him now.
Tonight.
Signature sound on this edition of Homecoming Radio. Hey, you know what? My dog, I should tell you about my dog. It's half Labrador, half retriever, half pit bull.
That's a lot of halves.
Bites your leg off, he'll bring it back to you.
Sunshine, and it waits for you on down the line. I can tell you're weary from the race, but someday you'll feel it on your face. Someday you'll find abundant sunshine. Do you have a list of questions that you can? Abundant sunshine. There are men whose words lose their meaning. There are children longing for a home. There are mothers lost in the darkness. And on rainy days they are
every now and then on Homecoming Radio, we play a little trivia. And so what was on the airplay charts for a full year back in 1980? What Gaither Trio song? I'll narrow it down for you.
Wow.
Happy birthday.
I have no idea.
Wrong, my legendary friend. You know, We Are Persuaded. Anybody remember that?
Oh, I remember that.
Wow. Yes.
For a year?
Airplay charts for a year.
Sure wow. Was.
Moving on now with the Browns, because it's a new day, and you've got Homecoming Radio.
We're taking a look at the sunshine, kissing my cares away, believing that if I ask, I receive forgiveness for my yesterday. I live in the light for the first time, all things becoming new, believing that there are blessings to come as God's grace comes shining through. And knowing I'm finally free, receiving every promise is mine, becoming all he'd have me be. No more fear in tomorrow, rejoicing with the dawn, receiving salvation's power divine, all of my sins are gone. First time.
Hey, we love getting your emails every week. We read them, and here are just a few of them.
My 93-year-old mom raised me on gospel music. When I leave her at the home, I ride along listening to your program on Life FM in Albany, Georgia. I can never tell you the blessings, smiles, and encouragement your program brings. That's from Carol.
And Gary says, I heard you at the Billy Graham funeral, and I loved it. I hear you every Sunday before church on Pirate 104.7 in Greeley, Colorado. Love the hope, joy, and encouragement you bring. Thanks, Gary.
Every now and then we get one that is a little bit the other way, and so we read those too. We don't get many of them, but this person says, we are far too happy on the radio show.
Sure, I knew it.
And she stop it.
Well, she says life can't be that joyful, but I listen to you anyway, so I thought I'd read that. And there you go. We even take joy in it.
Let's take a moment of sadness.
Yeah. And we hope you keep listening. Here's a song written by Mark Mathis that got my attention. And I said, the vocal band has to sing this. I don't know what your mountain is, but listen.
Faced a mountain that I've never faced before. That's why I'm calling on you, Lord. I know it's been a while, but Lord, please hear my prayer. I need you like I never have before. Sometimes it takes a mountain. Sometimes a troubled sea. Sometimes it takes a desert to get a hold of me. Your love is so much stronger than whatever troubles me. Sometimes it takes a mountain to trust you and believe. Jesus, I thought I could control whatever life would throw my way. But this I will admit has brought me to my knees. I need you, Lord, and I'm not ashamed to say. Sometimes it takes a mountain. Sometimes a troubled sea. Sometimes it takes a desert to get a home. So much stronger than whatever troubles me. Sometimes it takes a mountain to trust you and believe. Sometimes it takes a mountain to trust you and believe. Sometimes it takes a mountain
times of troubled sea. Sometimes it takes a desert to get a hold. Trust you and believe. Sometimes it takes a mountain to trust you and
And I don't care what your mountain is, what your valley is, what your desert is, God can see you through it.
Yes, he can.
And that's the good hope of the gospel. Well, our goal today was to make you smile, and I hope we've done that.
If you cybersurf, you can hear more of us online. Download our free Homecoming Radio iPhone app at homecomingradio.com.
Get the Gaither video information and concert schedule at the same spot.
Come and check out our Facebook page and also go to homecomingradio.com and leave us a note.
Down in the state of New Mexico, some wonderful homecoming stations we'd like to salute, like KKIM, KROZ, and KARS. Hey, we say a big thank you and
salute!
The whole town of Alexandria is coming to your house tonight for the Gaither Food Fest. They say you're cooking. So
Food Fest.
I'm not sure about that, but...
Wow.
It doesn't take much to get our town excited.
Evidently not.
We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye, everybody. It's been a great day today, and we sure hope you enjoyed it. For gospel music is the best music in all the world, and you've heard only the best of the best today. People ask us where they can find this music. Well, if you're out in cyberspace, check in at homecomingradio.com for the same music you listen to here can be found there, homecomingradio.com. And thanks for tuning our way, and until we meet again, this is Phil Brower. For Bill Gaither and the entire Homecoming gang saying, later, everybody.
You've been listening to an encore presentation, and there's more where this came from, including all new shows at homecomingradio.com.